Avos Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yerches 4:18, and some Mishnayot it's 4:14. Here we have Rabbi Nehorai. Now, Rabbi Nehorai was not his name. Nehorai means someone who casts light, and like Sagi Nohar is someone who has sufficient light. So this Rabbi Nehorai, his identity is not clear, and there are three different opinions who he is. Some say it's Rabbi Meir, and Meir, of course, means one who sheds light, and that, in fact, wasn't his name either, for that matter, but that doesn't matter for right now. Another explanation is that it's Rabbi Nehemia, and the third is that it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Now, I don't know the answer, of course, but I'll explain this Mishnah as if perhaps it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, because the events of his life, I would make this Mishnah not just easily understood to be said by him, but also make this Mishnah incredibly poignant and meaningful. So, let's see. He says as follows, Hevi golem kom Torah. You should exile yourself to a place of Torah. Val tomar shehi tavo acharea. And don't say that the Torah will come after you. Shechavrecha yikimu biyadecha. Don't say that your friends will keep it for you, will uphold it for you. Vel binascha al tisha'en. And don't rely on your own understanding. That's a pretty literal translation. So now, his first point is clear, which is that a person should leave the place where he is and go to a place where he has an active, thriving Beis HaMidrash and Rabbanim, where he can learn Torah. Val Tomer, he shouldn't say, Shi Tovo Acharecha, that the Torah will come to you. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach himself, if you recall from back in the second parak, was one of the five students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and in fact, he was the greatest of the five, right? The Mayana Meskaber, the never-ending wellspring of Torah. And what happened was, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, so they had all been learning in Yavne, but he, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, decided to relocate, okay? He relocated to a new place. The place in English is called Emmaus, I think that's pronunciation. In Hebrew, it's Diomses. Wherever it is, the point is it's someplace in Israel, not in Yavne, and apparently sort of like a spa town. And he thought, since he was like essentially the Gadol Hador, people would come to him. But nobody did come to him. And so although he got to luxuriate on the beach and wherever it was, I think it actually was inland, but whatever it is, where he luxuriated, wherever he luxuriated, anticipating that people would come, they didn't come. And the Gemara tells like a really sort of really tragic ending, where by the end of his life, he kind of forgot everything he knew, and he couldn't even read a pasuk. He couldn't even read the pasuk Hachoder Zelechem, the famous pasuk. He couldn't read it. He misread it, even tragically and sort of ironically, as the Gemara describes over there. But in any case, the point is that if he's the author, he's saying, as everyone else is saying, making this very point, that a person should say the Torah will come to you, even if you're the Gadol Hador. And certainly, if you're not the Gadol Hador, if you're just a nobody, but you hear, a yeshiva is coming to next year to move to your town, don't stick around and wait for it, because you'll lose a year waiting. Don't lose a second. Go to where the Torah is. And don't say, Shechavrecha yakimu biyadecha. Don't say that your friends will learn it and then come back and tell you, because you can't compare what you hear directly from the Rav to what you hear, like, you know, secondhand through another person. Another pshat, by the way, is if we're talking to someone who, let's say, someone who's already an accomplished Talmud Chacham, we're saying, don't stick around in your home locale thinking it will come to you. No. You need to go to the Beis HaMidrash, because the way in which you will keep sharp and develop your Torah learning is through your friends. So not that it's secondhand, this different pshat. The first pshat would sort of read the shin as a vav, like don't say that your friends will come and tell you. No, here it's saying the reason why you need to go to the Makom Torah is because chavrecha yekimu biyadecha, you need your friends to help you retain it in your own hands to keep your Torah. Vel binascha al tisha'en, this is actually quoting a pasuk, really it's a in itself is a pasuk in Mishlei. Don't rely on your own wisdom, understanding. The idea is either if you would stay at home where you are, hoping the Torah comes to you, or maybe a Talmud Chacham, you're learning yourself, so then you'll be left behind. You won't have anyone to clarify matters with, to make sure that error correction if you make mistakes, and therefore you think you can learn alone, but that's a big mistake. Go to the Beis Midrash, learn with other people, learn with the Chabura, learn with the Gadolim, with the Rabbanim, and that will be the only way that you can successfully and reliably grow as a budding Talmud Chacham, or even as an accomplished Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Elazar ben Arach.